Chapter 40. Hard work was created for everyone, and a heavy yoke to the sons of Adam. From the day one leaves his mother's womb, to the day he returns to the mother of all the living, his thoughts, the fear in his heart, and his troubled forebodings until the day he dies. Whether he sits on a lofty throne, or grovels in dust and ashes, whether he bears a crown and head ornament, or is wrapped in the coarsest of cloaks, are of wrath and envy, trouble and dread, terror of death, fury and strife. Even when he lies on his bed to rest, his cares at night disturb his sleep. So short is his rest, it seems like none. Till in his dreams he struggles as he did by day, terrified by what his mind's eye sees, like a fugitive being pursued. As he reaches safety, he wakes up astonished that there was nothing to fear. So it is with all flesh, with man and with beast, but for sinners seven times more. Plague and bloodshed, fiery heat and drought, plunder and ruin, famine and death. For the wicked, these were created evil, and because of them, destruction hastens. All that is of earth returns to earth, and what is from above returns above. All that comes from bribes or injustice will be wiped out, but loyalty remains for ages. Wealth out of wickedness is like a wadi and spate, like a mighty stream with lightning and thunder, which, in its rising, rolls along the stones, but suddenly, once and for all, comes to an end. The offshoot of violence will not flourish, for the root of the godless is on sheer rock. Or they are like reeds on the riverbank, withered before all other plants. But goodness will never be cut off, and righteousness endures forever. Wealth or wages can make life sweet, but better than either is finding a treasure. A child or a city will preserve one's name, but better than either, attaining wisdom. Sheepfolds and orchards bring flourishing health, but better than either, a devoted wife. Wine and music delight the soul, but better than either, the love of friends. The flute and the harp offer sweet melody, but better than either, a pure tongue. Charm and beauty delight the eye, but better than either, the flowers of the field. A friend, a neighbor, are timely guides, but better than either, a prudent wife. A brother, a helper, for times of stress, but better than either, charity that rescues. Gold and silver make one's ways secure, but better than either, sound judgment. Wealth and vigor build up confidence, but better than either, fear of God. The fear of Yahweh leaves nothing wanting. He who has it needs seek no other support. The fear of God is a garden of blessings, its canopy all that is glorious. My son, do not live the life of a beggar. Better to die than to beg. When one has to look for another's table, his life is not really a life. His neighbor's delicacies bring revulsion of spirit to one who understands inward feelings. In the mouth of the shameless man, begging is sweet, but within him, it burns like fire.